We are learning Maseches Baba Basra, Daf Kuf Tes Amud Aleph, and we are starting four lines from the top of Kuf Tes Amud Aleph, Ve'ema She'eroi. We learned in yesterday's blot that a father is Yerush his son, and it doesn't say in the first in the Pasuk anywhere about a father. It goes in the Pasuk, it says a ben, then a bas, then achiv, then achi aviv. Don't say anything about aviv in the Pasuk. But the Gemara Darshan, from the word She'eroi, that it's referring to a father. And this Pasuk of She'eroi comes actually after all the other Yarshim, after Achei Aviv, it comes She'eroi. And we Darshan said, L'She'eroi Akarav Yilav, that Akarav Karav Kaidim, so not only does She'eroi mean father, but the father also, whoever is more Karav goes first. And the Gemara said that the way it works is that it's the father comes before the brothers. The Gemara Shaila is, if once you say She'eroi is a father, and you go with the Kurva, so maybe the father comes before the Bas. That's the Gemara's question. Ve'ema She'eroi zeh ha'av, melamed she'av koidim le'bas. Maybe you're going to teach us that the father comes before the Bas. And yochel yakdim le'ben, maybe it's coming before the Ben. No, tamaleva karav koidim, whoever's closer to the mace goes first. So that's why the ben goes first. We said the ben's very close. The ben goes b'makam his father for yi'ud, for ste'achuza, for things, and also stops the yivam, all different things. So it's possible the ben goes first. But maybe the order is first the ben, and then the father, and then the bas. What about the brother?
So the son more closer to the father.
Because he has makam his father, his makam his father for yi'ud. He's closest to his father, yi'ud. So, and for Chstei Achuzah also. A bunch of things is closer to his father. Therefore, the father of the mace is not as close. So Gemara says, maybe the father goes next. Because the Bas has nothing that the Bas is mocking the father. And the Rashbam speaks out that not only did Mar Kasha, the Av should be before the Bas, the Ach also should be before the Bas. If you look at the Rashbam, the Maschum Alamed, it's very close to the medium lines, he says, "The ha'ina kamatachas avia leklum abas." Right now, kibunoi ukaachiv. V'say das apsukim kain. You could have made the psukim like this way: Ish ki yamus uveni loy v'nesata v'snach lasoy l'sheiroi. If he has no son, it goes to the father. Sheir is the father. Ain loy sheir is no father. V'nesata snach lasoy l'achiv to the mace's brother. Me'la achiv avarta esnach lasoy l'bita. And the Mashal speaks out like, why would we say that right now? Because right now we don't know any mila, any kurva of a bas. So once we say we don't know any kurva, so the ach actually is closer than the bas, because the ach at least does yibum. So Gemara's question is that maybe the av goes after the ben, and then goes the ach, and then goes the bas. Because remember, fides man diyam, there's no order to the psukim, because everything goes a karav.
Does yibum
no
mila?
Huh?
Does yibum no mila over the bas? It's no shaykh to the bas.
Yibum is, no, Yibum is Maila.
No,
the Ach has a Maila, there does Yibum. No one else does Yibum besides the Ach. No one has that Maila. So Ach has a Maila. So that's the Gemara's Kasha. And for the Gemara is probably what you want to answer. I mean, the Gemara's Kasha, but the Gemara's question is a very simple question for the Rashbam. Ach, of course, is Mamakim. Ach does Yibum. No one else does Yibum. So Ach is closer. So Gemara's Kasha is maybe the Av goes second. So once you say Karav, Karav, we're assuming the Av is called the Karav. And it's go right after the ben. And for the Gemara, kivin de l'inyan yibum. Ben obas ki adali ninu. L'inyan ach l'anami, ben obas ki adali ninu. And the Rebbe responds to Gemara's tarot. Gemara says, Pashut, that a bas is exactly like a ben. The whole koyach of a ben is, to knock out the ach, was how? Because the ben stops yibum. If you have ben, it stops yibum. The Gemara says, a bas also does that. And since a bas also stops yibum, so a ben and a bas are equal. And a ben is better than a bas because a ben has yud, but a bas is just as good as a ben. Klapi the ach, the whole mila of the brother is that he does yibum. Here, the bas is like the ben, and once the bas is like the ben, it goes before the father. Like the Rashbam says, chesiva ven ein loy ayin alav nimtzes gam a bas peteris ach min yibum. Avol avia meis ein apoyet eshes benoy min yibum. The father doesn't have that mila. Nimtza a bas komatachas avia tfei ma avia meis va'achi meis. So now the order, that's what order is, ben, bas, and then the father. So Freitag Marakasha now, it's still a little bit shver. Because Lamaisa, who's closer, an ach or a father? Lamaisa, ach is better. Ach has even at least. What does a father have? Freyti Gemara Kasha, Ve'ema, She'ere Ze'av. Maybe you're right, She'ere Ze'av. But all the av is, Melamed She'av, Koidim La'achei O'av. The father goes before his brothers, his own brothers, the uncles of the mates. Yochel Yaktim La'achim, you want to say it goes before the brothers? Before the Mace's brothers, Reuven's brothers, Shimon, Tamalaymar, Karav Karav Kaidim. And the Ach is closer. Why is the Ach closer? Like we just spoke out, because the Ach has Ibum, the father has nothing. So Moran's kasha is, why do we say the order is Ben, Bas, Av, then Ach, L'chayra, the Ach should go before the father. Why should go before the father? Because at least the Ach has Ibum. Lisa has Ach has Ibum. So it's a postal question. If someone gets the question, please let me know, because it's a very simple question. But why would the Av go before the father? You have any, if why would the father go before the brother? You have any reason? What if I go before the brother?
Karakar tells you the
Achim
goes first?
No. Karakar says the father. We're trying to say the father. What's the order we're saying now with the Pasuk Karakar? It's Ben, Bas, father, then brother.
Right.
Now, why would a father go before the brother? That's the Mars Castle. Why should the father go before the brother? The Karakar says, who's the car? Why is he more car? Why is the father more car than a brother?
Well, even the Ben Castle now, so he's closer.
Why is a father close to brother? So we'll use Gemara as far as. We use Gemara as far. So in the Gemara as far as all, we said that a ben goes walking out for Yiud, for Steachuza, for Eved Ivri, Rashbam brings in. A bas is like the brother, like a ben, like Gabi Yibum. A brother does Yibum's brother. What does a father do? Nothing. So good Sha'ir teaches the father, let the father come after the brother.
What would be the Hamid to say that the father is placed before his brothers?
His brothers.
His brothers
come
before the father.
Oh, right. Okay, that's a good taina. That's a good. No, no taina. It's a different word.
The Gemara says, so
no, the Gemara doesn't say that, but you're onto something, but you're saying, but you're not saying it clearly. It could be what you mean. So the Gemara's question is maybe the order is Ben, Bas, Ach, and then Av. That's the Gemara's question. That's the kasha. Let's read it inside. That the father is for Achiyav, Yochel Yaktim Lachem, Tamal Karav Karav Kaidim. So tomorrow, no, if that's the case, Achiyav, Loi Tzricha Kra. You don't need a pasuk to tell me that the father comes before the brothers. Achiyav Mekayach Mankasu. How do uncles, Yerush, you know what they go through? They go through the father of the mace. So what's the Havamina? The uncles read before the father. Let's read this inside. Achiyav mekoyech man ka'asu, mekoyech av koyi, they're coming from the father. Mekoyech av koyi, av koyarsi, achiyav, so the Mora says, av av the father is around, and yarsi achiyav, I think the brothers will be Irish if the av is still around. That's not possible, say such a thing. You can't say such a thing. You can't say the av is around, and you're going to, the father's alive, the brothers are going to be Yerush. So, like this. It says in the Pasuk, She'era Akarav, teaching us that the father is Yerush, and it says Akarav, Karav, Karadim. You don't have to teach me that the father is Yerush and he's first in front of the uncles, because the whole uncles come through him. So if it's telling me something, it must be telling me that it goes before some the next step. You go one step up.
I'm telling you, at this point,
well,
it says Karav, Karav, Karadim. Who's the
Karav
Karav referring to, this brother or the father?
Whoever's Karav. Don't refer to anyone. Whoever's Karav, figure it out. We've been doing this for the last Ahmed. Who is Karav? Whoever is Karav. You figure it out. Who's Karav? That's exactly what the Gemara's trying to figure out. What's Karav Karav? So Gemara says, it comes to a spot. So now the Gemara says like this, that if you didn't say She'eroi, then I would know the father is Yerush. You have that? If I didn't say Sherry, why? Because if uncles, it says in Pasuk uncles, if uncles are Yerush, of course the father is Yerush. The uncles are coming through the father. So it can't be the father's not worse than uncle. We call him uncle. So if the Torah says the uncles are Yerush, the father is Yerush. So why did it say Sherry? Torah says it's teaching us that it goes before someone, even though they're not really Karav. The truth is they're not really Karav. Because the everyone has a Milo. The Ben, the Bas, we know what the Milo is. I'm just repeat it. Ach is a Milo Gavibim. The father is no thing. The only way we know father is because it says She'eroi. And She'eroi got to be teaching us something. Got to be teaching us something. So therefore, and still we go with the Klal Karav Karav Karav. We figure out what the Karav 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 is. There was no tzad, if you're asking this, there's no tzad, the uncles are carved than the father. No, no tzad like that in the world. No one has a tzad. So, the Mara says, that's Mara's answer. Mara's answer is that we have this pasuk that says, She'ira karav elav, and we don't need it to tell you that you go before achiav, because the chiav comes to av, and therefore we know automatically the av goes first. Breaking Mara kasha, v'kroy elav hachiksivi, l'maisa, in the order of the pasuk, maybe it's exactly the cost of the father goes last. Dichsiv, v'im ein achim la'aviv, then it says, the next pasuk says, v'im ein achim la'aviv, the rest of the pasuk says, v'satim es nachalosu l'she'eri akar v'lov. So she'eri means the father. It's exactly the cost of, comes after the brothers, after the uncles. Comes after the uncles, after the father's brothers. I hear you, kasha, but maybe it's exactly the cost of. And for the Gemara, k'royi, well, k'royi la'aviv akar v'lov, v'im ein achim la'aviv, k'royi shloika sidram k'sivi. It says it has to be that it's not an order, because it can't be just for Metzias that the Av comes after the brothers, because the Maisa, it goes his brothers, the uncles go through him, so it can't be, and therefore you have to say Akarchach that Shloika Sidron, and you're gonna have to say that's teaching us that the She'erei, which is the father, goes before the brothers. So the bottom line is, this Tana learns it out from She'eroi, and the order is Ben Bas Av or Ach, which means Ach of the Meis, then Achi of it. That's the order, and we would know father without She'eroi, without She'eroi, just by saying Achi of it. But now that says She'eroi, it teaches us it goes bumped up one, it goes above the brothers. So that's the drasha according to the first Mandiyama. Now the another Tana brings the car for the father from somewhere else. V'hai tana maisi le'e lo mahacha. The following Tana learns out father can be Yerush from a different drasha. The Tana writes off as Zudarash Rav Yishmael Rav Yezi. The following drasha, Rav Yishmael Rav Yezi Darshan, says in the Pasuk, Ish, Avav Reisho Tavalemer, Ish ki yomus uven ein loy, Vartem es nachlos lebita. Now, the word Darshan is a word of Vartem. It means we're taking it away from someone to give it to the Bas. Joseph said, V'nasatem, what's V'avartem? V'avartem is teaching us that U'mavirim the nachla v'mokam haroyu, and putting it somewhere else. That's the Gemara's Rasha. So Gemara says, V'mokim Bas atamavir nachla m'nav. V'atamavir nachla m'nav v'mokim achim. The Rasha goes like this. There was someone who was supposed to be getting it, and instead, we gave it to the Bas. But after that, we go give it to the person we're supposed to give it to. So who is supposed to give it to? The father. How do we know that? So you have to see the Tosfos for that. Look at Tosfos Mokim Bas Atamaver. Zog Tosfos. Pirush Rivam. Midaloi ksiv in asatam gai bas. Kirik siv akulu. The avarta mashma, the word avarta is mashma, lashon avaro. Shemavirim nachlo. Mimokim harou. Lirish minadin. Lamokim shein aroyu. Bahashto noisiv and noisiv miyo akarav shiroi lahakdim. Who krivoi? Who is the one supposed to give it first? Labas. Before the bas. Mukla ba'av. Why? Fishameis yoitzi reichai. The mace comes out of him. This is what the Rav Yosef Svara was. The mace comes out of the father. There's no more karav than that. So, akaponim, this man is saying it's not a feirish, and it's actually a kavachomer like the Rashbam brings down. The kavachomer is madach achim, which are Reuven's brothers, the mace's brothers, like Shimon Levi Yehuda. Madach they are Yerush, first in the pasuk. So of course, the father who produced all of them will get a Yerusha. And we learn from the word Vavartem that we took it away from someone. So we took it away from the Av to give it to the Bas. But after that, we're not taking it away from him anymore. And therefore we know the order is Ben, Bas, then Av, and then Ach. That's the Gemara's Drasha. But Mokim Bas at the Mavanach Lemon Av. Vi at the Mavanach Lemon Av. Mokim Achim. Break the Gemara Kasha. Maybe Mokim Bas Yimavir Nachlo from the brothers. Maybe the brothers were the one who was supposed to get it. You know who's supposed to get it second? The Achim. And I took it away from the Achim to give it to the Bas. V'i Atamavir Nachlo Minaav Fil Mokim Bas. Maybe really the truth is that the father Taka goes first. The father, really, it's a ben, and then the bas, and then it was supposed to be the brother, and we mavir from the brother and gave it to the bas. Maybe that's how it goes.
The way his question is son, father, brother, daughter.
That's the most question now. That's the most question now.
Brother, daughter.
Brother, we took away from the brother and we gave it to the daughter. It's right. The first process. Right, Vavartan, right. That's the most question.
The father was coming for the bas anyway.
Exactly, yeah. Maybe that's how it is. How do you know that that's the order? Maybe the order really is that it's ben, then av, then bas, then ach. We know bas and ach, the ach goes after the bas, the first apostle. So and this man will hold everything's in order. So in here we know I'm father from Kal V'Chaimer. Just trying to put him somewhere. So we learned to Vavartem was mashma. He's supposed to be after the ben. We took him away to give to the bas. And, maybe we took away from the ach to give to the bas. So Mora said, if that was the case, you didn't have to write Vavartem. Im kain lo nichtev rachmona v'havartem. You didn't have to write Vavartem. If that was the case, you didn't have to write Vavartem because we know that it's bas then ach. If that was the case, you didn't have to say Vavartem. Because we know. That's what it says in the Pasuk. So Vavartem is teaching us something. So it must be teaching us that we're taking away from the Father. So it must be the Father's after that. That's the Gemara's Taina. That if it's just teaching us that Vavartem is taking away from the brothers, you didn't have to say anything. Because we know from the law, from the Lashon of the Pasuk, from Ein Loi Bas, from the Satam Esnach Losoi, Lo Ochiv, says Mefurish. Because this Tana holds everything is Keseder. So therefore, we don't need Vavartem for that. Elamai, Vavartem teaches us there's supposed to be someone else here. And Vavartem said, we take it away from the father and give it to the bas. So we have two drashas, Maisa. One drasha is from She'eroi. That's how we know the father. And how do we know it's the order? That's the order from Karav Kaidem. And according to the second man, Yama, we know father basically from a Kal V'Chaimer. And we know the order from Vavartem. So Gemara says, now Lamanda Nafkula Mahavartem, the one who learns Mahavartem is the second Tana, Hai She'eri Ma'avalei, what do you do with She'eri, the word She'eri? Mabayalei Ketanya, we need for the following Braisa. She'eri is Uishtai. She'eri is referring to the wife. Now, even though it says in the Pasuk, Minasatim is Nachlosil She'eri, so it sounds like I'm giving the Nachlot to She'eri, so I'm giving to the wife. Lachar Yerush the wife. So Rashi explains from the Gemara later on that we do Gur Masifim, we do a little surgery, and you read the Pasuk like this. V'nesatim es nachlosa l'she'iroi. We take off the vav off nachlosa. You take the vav. We put it into the v'nesatim nachlas she'iroi loy. That's the darshanet. We give the nachlas she'iroi loy. We take out the lamid from she'iroi and we take the nachlosa. We take the vav from there. We make that into a loy, and we put that at the end of the part, end of those words. V'nesatem es nachlas she'eroi loy. So it means you give the nachla of your wife to you. Malamit shabal yerush yisishta. That's to do with the pasuk she'eroi. Well, how do you know she'eroi means a wife? So Rashi's pshat is because it says b'hoyu lebasa echad. So they're very close. Also, it says she'eroi k'susa v'inos la'igra. So you know she'eroi means a wife. Laman the nafkula m'she'eroi. One learns off m'she'eroi. The first man the yama ha'im avartem ayavalei. What do we avartem? Maboy le'gitanya. He needed it for the following brisa. Rebbe Yomer v'kula nema b'hanasina. All the yerushim says nasina. V'kan nemra by a bas. It says b'hem avaro. She'ein lecha shemavir nachla m'shevet l'shevet el abas. The biggest mover and shaker when it comes to moving nachla from shevet to shevet, it comes through a daughter. Why? Because hoyl b'no b'aylo yarshimaisa, that means if you have here Serach bas Asher is yerush her father Asher. She's the only daughter, only child. She's yerush her father. Now when she marries, so her chelik is an Asher chelik. She marries someone from Reuven, it goes to her husband. And if she outlives her husband, but she has a son, her son from Reuven is a shevet Reuven gets it. So she took the shevet from Asher and moved it on to Reuven. Therefore, it says Elosh Navara. Not only that, since we say that she has the power of moving Steachuzah, means obviously her son and her husband Zeresh. So you see that also. That's the limud also from there. That they get both those limud also while they're at it. Elabas, however, b'no b'al yershma. So therefore, you see that there's Elosh Navara. So bottom line is like this. We had the Mandiyamba, She'er teaches Av, what do you do about Vartem? Vartem teaches you that the son and husband of a lady get Yerusha. That's what we see. And the other Mandiyamba learned that from Vartem, the father, what does he do with She'eroi? She'eroi zu ishtai. Those are the drashas to figure out all the different halachas of Yerusha.